Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. A wild car chase ends in Dallas. Two people are busted on robbery and kidnapping charges.
Police say 38-year-old Anel Collins entered a Family Dollar and stole some items there. When a store employee demanded that he give the property back, he punched her. Another employee tried to use a stun gun on Collins, but he was able to get away. Police caught up with his car and pulled him over. They say 23-year-old Ashley Ellison was driving and Collins was in the passenger seat. A woman was in the back seat, signaling police for help. That's when officers say the car took off and led police on a chase before crashing into the side of a house. Ellison and Collins were taken into custody, were charged with evading arrest and kidnapping of the adult female victim. Collins faces an additional robbery charge for the Family Dollar theft. Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Some parents in Fort Worth upset their kids may end up in different schools as they get older. School board votes to change boundaries. Some parents say forcing their kids to go to schools that are further away would lead to less community involvement. The superintendent, Kent Scribner, says attendance zones haven't changed in more than 20 years, so he knows why the parents are so passionate.
The major changes that are being recommended tonight will not take place until 2023. So we have a time of sufficient runway to ramp up, and nothing worthwhile is ever easy.
He also says the district's held 26 community forums before they recommended the changes. Some parents say they may hire lawyers. Child had to be care flighted last night. The family dog attacked her. They say the child just played with this newly adopted animal and it sunk its teeth into her arm and wouldn't let go. Family struggled to pull the dog away. They eventually had to stab it in the back. The girl's arm is seriously injured. She had to be care flighted to the hospital. Officer Roger Thornhill with the Melissa PD says it's important to know the backgrounds of the animals you adopt.
I would want to really get the history of the dog before I adopted a dog to know exactly what its history was.
Animal Services removed the dog. Search is on for a band hall bandit. He's wanted for stealing musical instruments from teenagers.
Security cameras captured pictures of a man strolling into the Plano East Senior High School band hall on February 13th. That's when police say he tricked high schoolers into handing over expensive musical instruments. Police say he told students he was picking up instruments in need of repair. They believed him, and he walked out of the band hall with a euphonium and a saxophone. The man was allegedly seen loading the instruments into a red four-door vehicle, then driving away. Crime Stoppers is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the band hall bandit. Police say he's wanted for felony theft. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Defense lawyers for Brandon McCall are telling a jury that he changed over the years. Friends include his classmates, former workers. Most of them describe him as mild-mannered guy who had a habit of procrastinating.
While most of Brandon McCall's friends say he was a mild-mannered person, one family noticed a big change in his personality over the years. Karen Revels knew McCall through her son. She said she used to let him stay in her house. She trusted him enough for him to stay there. But after one incident, he went down to Waxahachie, spent some time with his brother. She noticed a change that was big enough she wouldn't allow him back in her house.
Coronavirus hits North Texas. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says local, state, and federal agencies have to be ready to work together. He says everyone learned to work together during Ebola, but he says individuals can make a plan now in case of an outbreak because it could help for more than just coronavirus.
Everyone has a role to play, so it's a good idea, just like you have a tornado plan, to have a plan for, especially if you're a business, what you would do. Would you telecommute? What would you do if there were a major flu or other virus outbreak?
Judge Jenkins says Ebola tested different agencies 6 years ago, and everyone is working together now. In Plano, the American Red Cross teams up with Be the Match and Southwest Transplant Alliance for Donor Day. It's a blood drive event that's going on at the Plano Super Bowl and will wrap up about 7 o'clock. You can donate blood. You also get the chance to sign up to be an organ donor. Leaning Tower of Dallas could be in place for several more weeks. A company that's handling that redevelopment says demolition crews are following normal procedures to take down what's left of the building that uses the crane and the wrecking ball to chip away at the top until it's small enough for them to bring in an excavator. That machine's going to pull in portions of the building to the ground. They say it could take weeks, and the little one's coming down too.
As that massive crane keeps chipping away at the building in Dallas, a mini crane in Grapevine is working overtime, demolishing Legoland's mini Leaning Tower. Legoland's master builders were able to assemble a mini crane along with the mini wrecking ball, and every 15 minutes, that tiny crane is taking wax at the mini tower. Just like with the real tower, the mini crane operator isn't sure exactly how long it will take to bring down the mini structure, but Legoland says no matter what happens in Dallas, its mini version will remain on display through Saturday. Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080, KRLD.